All right, here we go now. You know I'm not going to leave you hanging. I promise you I'll let you know which show this song goes to. Now, that said, let me do this now because I don't want this to be confusing. I started off with this one just on GP. Have some prominent guitar playing in both of these songs, which go to the same franchise. But here's the thing. This is the movie franchise. This is what we heard from the movie franchise. I just wanted to share this with you. I just wanted to put this in your ear. But now know this. This is the one that's going to be on the test. This is what you're going to be tested on. So, hear that guitar, that strong guitar riff in there? Yeah, they both have some strong guitar playing in them. This is the song, though, that's going to be on the quiz. This is the one that you got to get right for the quiz. And I promise you, I would let you know what show this goes to. I got to let you know this because I got to be fair. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the song to... Who got it? Yes, Lethal Weapon. Yes, indeed. The movie featured Danny Glover and Mel Gibson. What about the TV series? Yeah, we had Clayne Crawford, who started out with Martin Riggs, and well, for any number of reasons, he's no longer with the show, and so he's not there now. All right, but one of the stars of the show, who had been there for a while, is still with us, Mr. Damon Wayans, playing as Roger Murtaugh. And remember, in the movie, we had Martin Riggs and Roger Murtaugh, played by Mel Gibson and Danny Glover. Man, they had some chemistry. They made it work. All right. Who else do we have, though? We have Miss Keisha Sharp playing the role of Trish Murtaugh, Roger Murtaugh's wife. Sean William Scott playing the role of Wesley Cole. How about Miss Jordana Brewster playing Maureen Carhill? Kevin Rahm, I think, does an outstanding job as Captain Brooks. Yeah. This is, I think they do a good job. I think, you know, in my opinion. What about the man who does such a good job of working with the corpses? Jonathan Fernandez playing the role of Scorsese, and so many others. All right, so remember now, when we do this Friday, basically, I'm going to give you a sneak peek of the program. And remember now, I've given you some clues, one of them being the theme of the week. Remember, the theme of the week is law enforcement. Now, again, this is Lethal Weapon. Lock this into your memory bank so that you connect this sound with that show. I guarantee you, when it comes down to it, people are going to be getting those shows mixed up. I'm going to play a song and someone's going to say, oh, this is the song to such and such a show. Yeah, okay, lock this in. Okay. All right, so Friday, Power Friday. That's quiz day, so be ready. Make sure you've done your exercises, done your stretching, have that blood flowing real good so the brain will work better. Okay, back to helping our children become top-notch athletes. Keep this in mind. Very often, and I do mean very often, and this is, ladies and gentlemen, don't take this lightly. This is pretty serious stuff. Persistent and recurrent overuse problems and injuries like shin splints, which our ballet dancers can and do experience. Yes, runners experience shin splints. Overuse problems and injuries such as shin splints or knee problems are related to body and foot mechanics that are associated with pronated or flat feet. So it's important that your young athlete is evaluated by a sports physician or a therapist if problems persist. What is the traditional ICE-RICE protocol? ICE-RICE protocol. There's rest, ice, compression, elevation. Well, it's under scrutiny as to its effectiveness in reducing swelling and stimulating healing. We're going to be talking about things of that nature some more as we talk about how to help our athletes become great athletes. And remember, the key is not to just keep pushing them and pushing them and pushing them. Have you begun to notice that one of the keys to that success, just like when it comes to so many other things we've talked about, including eating well? What do you think I'm thinking about? Moderation. Yes, moderation. Pushing, pushing, pushing beyond the limits is not the way to go. Moderation. There are proper ways to help people push beyond a former limit. And then there are proper ways to say, okay, I think I've gone about as far as I need to go with this. Think about it. Who knows? By you helping your child develop the right attitude, the right mindset about being a good athlete, you may be able to help them avoid avoidable injuries down the road and may prolong their playing days. What a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you.